Alex?
Yes, hello. My name is Lewis. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we were conducting a survey yesterday. We were just about to finish, so if you would just have a couple of minutes, we can finish this up. Your opinion is very important to us.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember okay.
Thank you, sir. Well, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign, and after I read each, tell me you can tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. For example, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would this make you more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
More likely.
And to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Yes, more likely.
Would you say much more or somewhat more likely? I'm sorry.
Somewhat more, yes.
Somewhat. Okay, understood. And in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
Yeah, less likely.
You said somewhat or much less likely, sorry?
Much less likely, yeah.
Understood. And Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Yes. Yes. Most likely, yes.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely, I'm sorry?
Much more likely.
Oh, much more likely, understood. Mm-hmm. And Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Yes, most likely.
You mean much more or somewhat less likely? I'm sorry. Okay, much
more likely.
Understood. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother, I'm sorry?
Esmeralda.
Understood. And next, I would like to read you some statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for State Assembly. And Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Yeah, love that question.
Understood. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make them more likely?
Understood.
Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some Soria personal expenses.
Yeah, less likely.
Would that be much more or somewhat less likely, sir?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand the legislature raise the gas tax. Legislature agreed. And now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Yeah, a lot less likely.
And Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off of their private health insurance.
Yeah, a lot less likely.
understood, and politician Esmeralda Missouri has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she has romantically been involved with.
Yeah, a lot less likely, of course.
Yes, I understand. And now that you have heard some more information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor mother?
I would have to, I mean, if all that is true, I would really do some more research on it. So, by the way, I wouldn't, you know, change sides, but I would really do more research on it for sure.
I understand, sir. Now, I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only, regardless of how you may feel today. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat, yes.
And would you say a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
No, not so strong, but yeah.
Understood. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Liberal, pretty much, I'm going to say.
Understood. And would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal, I'm sorry?
Somewhat liberal.
I got it. And next, on the issue of abortion, would you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
On abortion, I'm it's a delicate situation on that one, but I don't know how to answer that one, but I'm with the woman's right, you know, so I think the woman should have that say, depending on, you know, whatever situation, whether that story is with that, so.
I hear you, sir. Would you be able to say pro-choice or pro-life, or would you stay with the answer that you have?
That yeah, maybe pro-life, maybe, yeah.
Thank you for answering. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
Yeah, it's delicate, man. I don't know, you know.
So your answer would be that you would or you would not vote for somebody who, based only on their position on abortion?
I don't think I would vote for someone like that. No.
Understood. And regardless of how you may feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I feel good that I voted for Biden, yes.
Understood. And in that case, this concludes the survey. I thank you so much for taking my call back, sir, and I hope you have a great rest of your evening.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Thank you, sir. You too. Bye-bye.